This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel bombed the home of Hamas's chief in Gaza early Sunday, and the Islamist group fired rocket barrages at Tel Aviv as hostilities stretched into a seventh day with no sign of abating. Envoys from the United States, United Nations, and Egypt have been working to restore calm but have not yet to show any signs of progress. The UN Security Council was due to meet later Sunday to discuss the worst outbreak of Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. Both Israel and Hamas have insisted they would continue their cross-border fire. Palestine's foreign minister Sunday criticized countries that moved to normalize relations with Israel last year, as Muslim nations slammed the Jewish state for barbaric attacks against the Palestinians. Comments came during an emergency meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The deadly flare-up of violence between Israel and the Palestinians has embarrassed countries which moved to normalize relations with the Jewish state: Sudan, Morocco, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. The OIC's virtual meeting was hosted by Saudi Arabia, which has not formally normalized ties with Israel but is known to maintain clandestine relations. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, said Sunday world leaders should use maximum influence to stop the spiraling conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. This ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on the violence. The Geneva-based agency said in a statement, quote, "The populations in Gaza and Israel are facing the most intense cycle of hostility in years." The ICRC Director General added the intensity of the conflict is something they have never seen before. This is VOA News. At least four people have died in torrential rain and winds as virus hit India braces for a powerful cyclone. Officials said Sunday, with tens of thousands set to be evacuated from their homes. India's first major tropical storm this season is moving northwards in parallel with the country's western coast, bringing heavy rains, thunderstorms, and strong winds to several states, the Meteorological Department said. The Weather Bureau added it is expected to make land in coastal Gujarat as early as Monday night, bringing wind speeds of around 150 to 160 kilometers per hour. Police are reaching out to villagers in northern India to investigate the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the riverbanks, prompting speculation on social media that they were the remains of COVID-19 victims. In jeeps and boats, the police used portable loudspeakers with microphones, asking people not to dispose of the bodies in rivers. Police said, quote, "We are here to help you perform the last rites." Britain is confident that existing vaccines will provide protection from a more transmissible Indian virus variant now spreading across the country. Health Secretary Matt Hancock tells Sky News the government has a high degree of confidence vaccines will stand up to the variant as England, Scotland, and Wales prepare to unlock parts of their economy Monday. Pope Francis celebrated Mass in honor of Myanmar Sunday, repeating his calls for an end to violence in the country roiled by months of bloodshed following a military coup. The Mass inside the Vatican's St. Peter's Basilica came after several appeals for peace in recent months by Francis, who visited Myanmar in November 2017, the first papal visit to a Buddhist-majority nation. Myanmar has been in chaos since the military ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a February 1st coup, triggering a massive civilian uprising that authorities have sought to quell with lethal force. In his homily, Francis skirted an overt denunciation of the military regime, instead appealing to the faithful to be steadfast in the truth and urging them not to lose hope. Thousands of retired Black professional football players, their families, and supporters are demanding an end to the controversial use of race norming to determine which players are eligible for payouts in the NFL's $1 billion settlement of brain injury claims, a system expert says is discriminatory. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.